All right, this is Court Everhart here with my dad, Keith Everhart, the sheriff of Hardin County. I'm going to ask him a few questions today about social media and the workplace. First question, Dad, how have you used social media to promote the sheriff's office?
Well, there are a number of different ways that we use it. Of course, we do Facebook, but that seems to be the most popular mode of social media. And we use it from everything from road closures to sometimes we might be in an area looking for a suspect on one way or another. And to be honest, if I remember, I put it out on social media right at the time, but sometimes I get too caught up in the heat of the moment to remember. And then we also put it out there for, we have a lot of different programs at the office to shop with the cop and or dare golf outing, things like that. And we put it out there for those purposes. And it's just been a big hit. As a matter of fact, I think in Hardin County, we're the third largest followed entity. There are a couple other companies. There's a guy in Kenton that does it every year, and we're usually number three or four. So it really has helped the image of the office, and not just the image, but getting it out there, getting the information out there. We try to post something at least once or twice a week, sometimes every day. Just depends on what's going on.
Okay, awesome. We're going to actually draw back to that in a little bit here, but I want to talk to you about today and the media, how they portray cops lately. How do you think about that? What's your opinions on what's going on with the national news?
Well, first and foremost, I would be the first to say that there are bad employees in any profession, whether it's law enforcement, factory workers, banking, doesn't matter. And those bad apples need to be rooted out, prosecuted, fired, whatever the case is, for their actions that they have taken that are against the law, against someone's constitutional rights, or things of that nature. But I will tell you this. Over 99% of the law enforcement professionals in this country do not get up and go to work every day wanting to violate someone's rights, wanting to kill someone, wanting to hurt someone. They're out there trying to do the right thing by what the law is and by what their community standards are. There are bad people out there, and there are people who have no business running a badge and carrying a gun and having the arrest powers. They need to be dealt with. There are factions of the community that probably have been targeted over the years, and that needs to stop. Bad guys or girls is not classified by color, religion, anything of the sort. It is by their actions and their intent in their heart, and that's who you need to deal with. And again, if we have bad cops in the Hardin County Sheriff's Office, we will not only get rid of them, we will prosecute them. And every agency should have that same attitude.
Awesome. So with today's technological advances, you can kind of help prevent those things or bring light to those issues. What are you doing with the Sheriff's Office out in the field or in the office to help with those?
I try to be very community-oriented, very proactive in the community. We don't have a tremendous variation on race in Hardin County, but those that are white people, there's no difference between them and anyone else. I'm talking of any other race. People should not be judged on their race, and anyone who does that, to be honest, I really don't have a lot of use for them. We try to get out there, and it doesn't matter. I've already said it doesn't matter what race you are. It's the person you are. It's your attitude in life. It's your behavior. That's what we need to draw on. That is what we need to focus on. Is I don't care whether you're white, black, purple, green. It doesn't matter. If you're committing a crime, then we are going to deal with you. If you're not, then welcome aboard. You're one of us. You know, I mean, there's one race. It's human race. In my opinion, there's one race. And anyone who decides differently, I think is wrong.
So, what do you think you can do to improve the office in the future with any situation at all, whether it be handling more calls?
There's always room to improve. Always room. Training is very important. By Ohio standards, we have certain requirements that we have to meet every year, continuing professional training. And a lot of them are race relations. And that's great. I'm all for that. I'm all for that kind of stuff. Because it is important. But there's always room to improve. I would like to see us get involved in the schools more than what we are. We already have one full-time deputy in the schools every day of the year. But I would love to get two or three. Most of the things that I want to get accomplished, and there is a huge list of it, it all comes down to money. And you have to have the money to make things happen. So we're going to keep working on it. And I truly believe that at the end of the day, we just need to go out there and be part of the community. Unfortunately, you have a lot of groups out in the country in the media right now, us versus them. I don't like that us versus them attitude, because they have the wrong us and the wrong them. The us should be the law-abiding citizens in law enforcement. Again, no matter what race, what color, none of that matters. The law-abiding citizens in law enforcement joining together to make our community safer by rooting out the evildoers.
All right, awesome. I think that concludes the interview today. You have any closing comments at all?
All
right.
Not at all, son.
Thanks, Dad. Have a good one, and I'll see you later then.